Welcome to the Teen Life Podcast, where we explore your questions to help you make meaningful connections with teenagers, because no teen deserves to feel alone. Have a question you'd like us to address? Email us at podcast@teenlife.ngo. Now, let's jump into this week's question.
How do I stop drama without getting pulled into it? That is our question this week, and boy howdy, that's a doozy, because this is going to be, I'm not even sure I know the answer to this. So basically what we're trying to talk about this week is how do we as mentors and adults and maybe school staff help hear the teens, but also stop the gossip from happening around schools. So gossip grows in an emotional chaos, and adults can either contain it or amplify it. And we're going to talk about that today. So I'm going to start with Carly. How about you?
Yeah, I think this topic is so difficult because this gossip is not something that ends with teenagers. I think we often talk about it around teenagers, but adults do this too. And so, and I'll be honest, anytime I'm around a teenager and she's talking about a boy she likes, I'm like, bring it on.
Oh,
what
man.
Do you got? Let's go. Like, I want to hear all the, details. But, and so I think sometimes, especially if emotions are high, people want information, and gossip is what we do to fill in the gaps. But I also think as adults, it's really easy to become part of the problem. It's really easy to continue the cycle and make it worse. And then you're going, okay, I was the adult and I probably should have helped shut this down. And instead, I made it worse. And I think especially in school settings, if kids are talking in classrooms or in the hallways about stuff and you pick up on something and then you go take it to someone else, and then that wasn't even true, you didn't verify any of that information, and then it can also spread and get kids in trouble and become an even bigger monster than it was. So have y'all ever, like thinking back to high school, have you ever been on the bad end of like gossip or a rumor?
Oh, yeah.
That you can think of?
Yeah.
I have a very vivid memory. I think I was a senior in high school, and a bunch of kids got in trouble at a party, and somehow it got passed around that I was the one that snitched. And I was like, it was like end of my senior year. And I like, they weren't really good friends, but like people stopped talking to me. And I was like, I didn't do anything. What do you mean? Like how, where did this come from?
I wasn't even invited to this party. I didn't even know it existed.
I actually think I was invited. I just didn't come. Like it was like, just, it just happened to be like, anyways, it was one of those things where I was like, man, that kind of stinks at like my word against what had become. Yeah. Like 15 people's words that because they heard it from one person started spreading it. And then there's not really anything I could have done at that point.
Yeah, I can't think necessarily either the rumor never got back to me or by the time like it did, it was right. Like I was like, oh yeah, no, I did that. Yeah, no, that was me. And I don't know, maybe I just didn't care enough, I guess at that point. But no, I can't think of necessarily a great example of that. But I think it's a good question to ask ourselves, like, why do teens gossip? And I also think there's, and maybe we'll get to this later, but there's a distinction, I think, even like as adults of like, okay, like this is harmful gossip, right? Like this is, right? We're talking about other people that aren't in the room or like,
or I'm
you've
even
heard
knowingly
something.
Spreading yes. something I know yes. is not true to hurt them.
Right. And I also think there's, you know, like you brought up like, a student or a kid or friend of one of your kids is talking about, oh, I like so-and-so. That's like, okay, yeah. Keep that to yourself. But like, hey, it's all right. Yeah, tell me more. But I think especially if they're talking about somebody else, it's like, okay, right? Like how can I stop this? How can I help them process? But I think there's reasons kids and students are gossiping. I think you can usually fall into like three categories. Like, as always, anytime we talk about why teens do things, it's usually because they want to belong, right? And like, if information is power, then it's a resource to be leveraged of like, oh, did you hear so-and-so? It's like, oh, man. But listen, even as an adult, if I have information that no one else in my friend group has, it's like, oh, man, I am king right now. I am king. And so students feel that. They get a sense of belonging, of power, and then anxiety relief of like, hey, we're talking about somebody else. It's not me. Like, that's a big win. And so there are reasons that they're doing it, but just because there's reasoning behind it doesn't mean that it's good and should continue.
Right. Yeah. It's not always malicious or it's not always like them trying to hurt someone. Sometimes it's just easy to get sucked in. And I also remember that feeling especially as a teenager, when someone around you starts gossiping, you don't want to be the person that's like, don't talk about them yeah. that way. You're like, I don't want to hear your gossip. So yeah. I get it. It's very easy to be pulled in.
Yeah. And I think the misconception too is that gossip is always not true. And mm-hmm. that's not the case. Sometimes the gossip is true and it's just people have information. And unfortunately in this world, when you have information, you have power. And the problem with it though, is that even if it is 100% true when you get it, by the time it gets around to the third, fourth, 20th person, it's kind of like the game of telephone. There's no telling what it's what's yeah. escalated to. And especially whenever it gets to things that are inappropriate or possibly illegal, like that affects people's lives. And so that's kind of the scary thing about it is that, you know, every time that it gets through a person, they're going to make the story what it needs to be for them yeah. to get more attention, you know, or just to get more juice out of it. And then motives get assigned, like emotions escalate. And then we just don't really, like, that's when everything's got out of control. It's kind of like a fire starting in a corner of a room. And next thing you know, it's all over the house. Mm-hmm. So social psychologists, they call this rumor amplification. And so that by the time the story reaches the person it's about, it often sounds completely different than how it started. And that's whenever, if you're the person that it's about, your world crashes, because how do you even contain that at that point? And yeah. so when teens feel misrepresented or attacked, that's when the conflict kind of gets to its height.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think this is also where adults get pulled in, often unintentionally, yes. because they're like, I want to fix this. I want to help. But then sometimes it's also like, hey, let me tell you what I heard. And you maybe in the teacher's yeah. lounge, maybe texting thread with other parents, like you kind of like all combine mm-hmm. what you've heard. Or I can't believe that if a teenager's telling you something, you're like, I can't believe that she did that. What you just did is validate them sharing something that maybe yeah. they shouldn't. Or if you're ever having to tell someone, hey, don't tell anyone. But especially out of the context of like, hey, this is a and let me be very clear. There is a difference between this being a safety issue. There's a difference between this being your job that you have to get to the bottom of something yeah. and like maybe overhearing something in the hallway that there was a fight between two teenagers and you're going to your teacher friend or someone else going, guess what I just heard. I think he cheated on her because she was so upset. And that maybe wasn't even what they were arguing about. And it's just little ways like that that things started. Or maybe you pass on the wrong name. Like I've heard of this recently of a student that administration heard that something was happening and they passed on a name and then maybe 30 minutes came back and was like, oh, not that kid. But that could be, like you said, yeah. Tobin, that could be very damaging. Even if you come back and say it wasn't, if it gets to the wrong person, in the back of their mind, they'll always think, oh, that's the kid that did this. And you just put a target on someone's back that didn't deserve it. And so yeah. we've got to be careful.
And like I get the temptation, right? Like even as a youth leader, things like that of like, I mean, even the sense of belonging, I think even is true to adults, like with each other. And then even with our teens of like, man, like I want to fit in, but it's like, man, right? Like if I can play into, oh, like what's going on in their lives and things like that, that, you know, it'll show that I'm interested, but like it can also be harmful, especially if you don't handle it well. And so I guess the question for us is just adults, your parent, someone at a school, youth leader, things like that. How can we help shut it down in a healthy way?
I mean, the goal is like, so as a former teacher and as a parent of a teen, like, as we always say, you don't want to shut them down. Like, you don't want to quiet the teens in that situation. It's just trying to figure out how to redirect things to healthy communication. And you know, when you're a teacher and this comes at you, I mean, I'll be honest, you're also thinking about how do I make sure that the parents don't think that I'm a part of this or like that I'm not, you know, furthering the problem. Because like when the problem is when it makes it to parents is that that's when it gets like uber emotional within students and staff. You know, we want to make sure that we like give them helpful responses like I'm not the right person to talk to about this. Like, have you talked to them directly? And that's always my go-to is... Mm-hmm. Hey, if you have a question, go ask the person. Like that's not, or if you have a problem, go talk to the person. Because whenever you're talking with people that are trying to spread gossip, they want to be fed, and you just gotta have to make sure you don't give them that. And I think there is a difference between being an empath and listening and being like, oh, that sucks, or that sounds frustrating. Yeah. And but but also not affirming the behavior and just kind of saying like, hey, that really sucks, but have you talked to this person or what do you think you should do next? Because you don't want to spread anything yourself, but you also kind of need to make sure that they're heard as well. Mm-hmm. And so that's the thing that's a hard path to be in, but I am naturally an empath and making sure that I'm like always hearing people out. And it's always that tightrope of, I got to make sure that they know that I'm not like affirming this behavior, but I'm also there for them as well.
Yeah.
But I also think that listening versus repeating makes a big difference, because mm-hmm. I do think when adults repeat something, even casually, that's if a student's around or listening, they're like, oh, then it must be true. Mm-hmm. That adult just said it too. So I agree. I think you're right. But the listening part, you do want them to feel heard. And you probably in some settings, especially at a school, depending on what they're talking about, need to make sure, is this person safe? Is the school safe? Is like, you're also getting some information, but also I think sometimes making sure we know in our brain, this could have come from four different people before it got to this person. So even if what I'm hearing, I'm concerned about, I need to make sure that I feel good about this information and go about the right channels. But I do think the way that we as adults handle gossip, handle rumors, is going to model for students how to do that well. Because if you can't stop that cycle, if you can't listen in a healthy way without making it worse, how do we expect them to go and do that for their friends? And so like that modeling of integrity, modeling of like, I want to listen to you, but also just like, hey, have you asked them about that? Have you told the person that this is going on about, that this information is going around? Like, do they even know? Those are some good questions.
And like,
it's tough.
I think being the subject of a rumor is like an isolating experience, because it's like a secret against the person who it's about, right? And so it's like everyone is going around. I think there's maybe even an opportunity to be like, okay, even like Tobin mentioned, a rumor or gossip might be true. Mm-hmm. And that's another opportunity to say, okay, even if this is true, like how is that? Imagine what that person's going through, right? Of how does that make that person feel? And then how can you help be there for them, right? Like if there's a rumor going around like about family situation or mistakes that they've made, and it's just an isolated feeling. And so it's like, okay, you know, you've heard this, but like, what can we do with the information, right? Like we can either continue to spread it and continue to isolate this person, or you can go and check in, especially if they're a friend, especially if you know them, right? Like instead of just furthering the problem, kicking the ball down the road, how can we rally around them and like hear that, like, you know, you're hearing them, but you're also calling to action. Like, all right, then right. What are the things that we can do? And I think if there's a rumor that affects a teen, because I've had some of that with the youth group of like students bickering, but they refuse to get into a room together. A lot of those problems can be solved if they're just interacting with each other. Because it's, well, I heard this, it gets back to that person. Well, here's how I feel. And then it's like a game of telephone, like you said, Tobin, where it just ends up escalating. And so I think as adults, we can coach through teens like, hey, here's what to say. Go talk to the person. Hey, I heard this. It confused me. Is this true? And kind of coach them through some of the things to say in those situations can help put an end to it too. But I think there's a balance of hearing them out and then a call to action too.
When I think also trying to coach teens, if you're talking to a teen that a rumor has been spread about, or is hearing everyone whisper their name in the hallway, also coaching them of, hey, here's what you can do about this and not doing it for them. Because I also think sometimes it's easy for adults to jump in and be like, well, I'm going to shut this down. I'm going to make sure it's never talked about again. And you're really not doing that student any favors. You're not doing yourself any favors because you're not a trusted ear anymore. But maybe coaching that student to say like, hey, when you spread that, or when you told something that I told you in confidence, that really hurt my feelings. Mm-hmm, or if it's something that's not true, being like, hey, I think there's been a misunderstanding. Can we figure out where you got that information so that I can like set it straight? Like, let's talk about what actually happened. And kind of, so, as you said, going directly to them.
Yeah.
Yeah. So if you're a teen listening, or maybe some adults, here's some like tips on how to like navigate this other than what we said with adults. But one, it's very easy. Refuse to be the audience. Like, it's just not, it's not something that's really ever productive. And I think the only time that I would say that you should not refuse to be the audience is if it's about somebody like hurting themselves or hurting others, then that's a different story. if it's just gossip and it's just catty stuff, refuse to be, say, I don't think talking about them is going to be helpful. Like, and that's a really hard thing to do, especially if they're not there. But like, that's the first thing. And then if that doesn't work, then redirect the conversation. So instead of engaging with the rumor, just like shift towards problem solving. Like, well, what do you think we can do to resolve this? Or if that is really happening, how can we be of help? And then listen, as a person who did not do this, and as a person who like made a lot of mistakes as a teen, it's really important that you model integrity, because you don't know when that's going to come back and hit you in the other end. Like it could be something stupid, like, you know, hey, I spread this gossip, I talk crap about this person, and next thing you know, I'm like applying for a job and they're the person that's hiring. Or, you know, hey, I talked crap about this girl, or I broke up with this girl and talked crap about this girl, and then I wanted to date her friend 5 years later, and then, oh, can't do that because she still remembers what happens. Like, if you model integrity and learn how to talk properly, like by watching trusted adults, like that's going to help you out in the long run. It's a very hard thing to do, and you're going to fail at it multiple times, but those are like three easy things to kind of help avoid some of this stuff.
Well, that's what I think, as an adult asking the question, is this information something I need to act on? And if it's not, helping shut it down. And if it is, remembering, okay, how can I first figure out what is truth and separate it from gossip? I think kind of reminding ourselves over and over again, things tend to snowball. It might not be as bad as we think. Maybe the rumor started, hey, they did one thing together. And then by the time it got to, it was a huge thing. And then they're going, nothing even happened. I just kissed her and y'all made it a bigger thing than it. And so I think like taking stuff with a grain of salt while also being on the side of a teenager and saying, hey, I want to be helpful, but I don't want to just be in the middle of gossip and drama all the time is helpful. So if you're listening to this podcast, and we love that you found us, make sure that you're subscribed on YouTube or wherever you listen to podcasts so you don't miss the rest of this season. We've got some good episodes coming up. And then if you have a question that you want us to cover, you can reach out on social media or you can email podcast@teenlife.ngo to submit your question. See you next time.